This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Mauritius this morning on a two-day visit to the island nation. Mr. Modi received a warm welcome by Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ram Gulam at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is grateful to Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ram Gulam for the special gesture of welcoming him at the airport. The Prime Minister said he will be meeting President Dharam Gokul, PM Navin Chandra Ram Gulam, and address a community program today. He said that the strong connection of the Indian community in Mauritius to Indian heritage, culture, and values is truly inspiring. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Central University of Punjab is the confluence of various cultures, not only from India but abroad as well. India's diversity is reflected here among students and teachers. Such institutions are the representative institutions of the lively and rich culture of a country, she said while addressing the 10th convocation of the university in Bathinda today. The president hoped that the university will continue to present effective examples of India's diversity, unity and excellence. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Northeast students will not need to leave their region for work. They will get employment opportunities there. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at Youth Parliament organized by Students Experience in Interstate Living in New Delhi today. In his address, the minister informed that India's longest rail-cum bridge is planned to be built at Brahmaputra. The Union Government will open daycare cancer centers in every district of the country within the next 3 years, replying to a supplementary in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said 200 daycare cancer centers will be opened in 2026-2020. Citing a recent report, Mr. Nadda said with the implementation of Ayushman Bharat, PM Jan Arogya Yojana, treatment of cancer patients starts within 30 days from the screening. The Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Introducing the bill in the lower house, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said the legislation is aimed at fulfilling the current needs. Lok Sabha has taken up discussions on the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2024-25 on Manipur budget. In the supplementary demands for grants, and the government has sought Parliament not to spend a net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress questioned the government about the reported tariff discussions between India and US. The government has extended duty-free import of urad dal for another year until March 31 next year. In a notification, the Directorate General of Foreign Trade said that the free import policy of urad dal stands extended up to March 31, 2026. The provision was earlier in place until the end of March this year. The move will help stabilize prices of the commodity in the domestic markets. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has inaugurated the exhibition on Indian heritage through architecture by the National Archives of India in New Delhi today. The exhibition marked the 135th Foundation Day of National Archives of India. Talking to the media, Mr. Shekhawat said that NAI is currently working on the world's largest digitization program, conserving over 6 lakh pages in a month. Northern Railway is operating over 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers. IMD has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at many places over Gujarat and Rajasthan today. Hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over Konkan, Goa and coastal Karnataka today. The weather department also forecasts thunderstorms accompanied with gusty winds in parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Lakshadweep and South Interior Karnataka till tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.